Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Welcome to episode 7 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green.
Hey, Green.
I'm sorry. I've already done a morning show this morning from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. And we have Laura here from 97LAV.
How's it going?
Hi, Laura.
I'm so excited that Laura's here. Samesies. Excited to be here.
Yes, I'm glad that you're here, too. Laura is a producer for one of the morning shows in our building as well. Three radio girls doing a show today.
Woo.
I know.
Just so you know, Laura, I don't know if you listened last week, but we kind of talked you up. We pumped you up. We said that you were the funniest person we knew.
So there's expectations.
Yeah. Yes. So now you have to be funny. Go.
No, I was telling Jackie that Laura, I mean, you keep to yourself, and that's totally fine. But anybody that knows you are one of the funniest humans on the planet. I tell people at work all the time, Laura Ridenour is the funniest person in our building, and no one knows it.
Nobody believes it.
I know. You were even class clown in high school, weren't
really?
You?
Really? I never didn't win class clown. Like fifth grade, eighth grade.
Class clown in fifth grade.
Yeah.
I'm all the clowns.
So what we wanted to talk about this week is stuff your mom should have told you, crap your mom should have told you. But before we get into that, we have to address the fact that as of last night, we have a brand new president of the United States. And I have been told by more than one source, hey, don't pick a side. I'm picking a side.
No, I totally pick a side.
It's our podcast. I'm picking a side.
Yeah, I can say what I want.
Laura, I got to work this morning and you were almost in tears.
Yeah, I didn't tear up until, well, this morning, I didn't tear up until I saw you again. I was very upset.
I know. It was a tough day for sure. I mean, I voted like right after work and then I got home. I thought Hillary was a shoo-in.
I did too.
I was
shocked.
I mean, we're talking about a man who like wouldn't rent to African Americans, talked about grabbing a woman in the vagina.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is unbelievable that a man who openly talked about assaulting a woman, who's been racist in the past. And
that's just how big of a train wreck this election was.
I know. And that's the thing. I thought about it a lot today. And do I think we could have had a better woman run for president?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Sure.
I mean, absolutely. There was some corruption. I don't disagree with that at all. I also think there's corruption just about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Donald Trump probably has corruption in his business tactics from the past.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, in my world, she was 110% the better choice.
Absolutely.
Oh, easily.
It's just
he's a politician and he's not.
Right. She's been there for years and years and years and has tons of experience. But as of today, Donald Trump is now our president. And I am very glad that in 4 years we could get a new one.
Right.
Yes. Does anybody else have a weigh-in now that I've said my piece or
well,
no?
All we can really do is say, okay, he's the president. And
yeah.
My mom is super political and likes to argue. She hates that I say this every time, but once they're elected, and I'm not going to sit and bash the president. Like,
right.
I hate when people do that online, even if he's a huge ass.
Yeah.
I guess beep that, guys. Yeah. Nothing I can do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to impeach him.
I mean, just need to make sure that we're being hyper diligent about what's being passed.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And at the end of the day, a lot of things happen state level. Mm-hmm. People need to pay attention. Because I've never paid attention to the state level.
Same.
Guess what? As of today, I care.
Guess who cares now?
Exactly. But, you know, I also thought to myself, we still got up this morning and the radio was on. We still had our jobs. We still have our family. We still have our friends. All of it is not going to, you know, ruin the world. It could.
The world's not ending.
I still have the money in my 401k.
Right.
Everything's fine.
Right.
Everything's golden.
Yeah, I think it was hilarious that the Canada immigration site crashed last night when he was like, when they were projecting. Did you hear about this, Jack?
No.
Oh, my God.
What?
So, you know how everybody said they were going to Canada if Trump
That was a joke, though, right?
No, the Canadian immigration site.
People think they really can go and do that?
It crashed last night once they had that. There was like a projection that said 80% chance he'll win. And that's when the immigration site went, boom, done. Everybody was trying to find out how the heck to get to Canada.
Oh, my God.
I know. And then the stock market plummeted.
Woo.
I know. It's crazy.
We've had a lot of presidents before we were alive. And I'm sure they weren't all great. Let's just go back in time here.
I know.
Like, you know, and we've gotten by. Hi, Andrew Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
I murdered all the Indians.
Well, that's something I was trying to gauge in my own head. Are we being too dramatic? Is this how other people felt? Or is this unprecedented?
Exactly. Right. I thought that too, Laura.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think we might not be over exaggerating. I think this is unprecedented. I don't think that this is normal.
A reality star.
Yeah.
Star president.
Yeah. Like, at least Reagan was governor at some point. This right. guy, like, this guy was
right.
the apprentice. What?
You're fired.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to do that in the White House, though.
See, I guess I didn't, just again, playing devil's advocate, I didn't look at him as a reality star. I looked at him, like, as a business person.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? I don't know much. I really don't know much about Donald Trump other than he owned the pageant.
Oh, that's right. Because if you don't know, Jackie does compete in pageants.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owned the pageant. He's got a ton of different businesses. He's filed bankruptcy 4 different times, but he has had successful businesses in the past. I mean,
so his real thing was The Apprentice. Was that the show?
The show, but that was way after he made all of his money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The Apprentice on
NBC.
Like,
I literally am not educated on him other than watching him on the news and being very uncomfortable by his.
Right.
He's basically America's cameo. I think that's
right.
how I
yeah.
look at him at
right.
first. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw him in The Growing Pains, you know? Like, that was my first
right.
reference of him. Like, what's a Trump?
What's yeah, a Trump?
He made a cameo in The Growing Pains.
He did?
Yeah.
Was like Leonardo DiCaprio in that episode?
I'm not sure. Oh.
Mr. Seaver?
I loved that show.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. But at the end of the day, we all will be fine. Life will move on.
Agreed.
I'm just so annoyed that my family won this battle. It drives me
crazy. Oh, your family?
I have family in Florida and North Carolina.
You told me about
which
this.
Which are the two giant swing states
yeah.
from last mm-hmm. night. And, oh my God, I didn't want them to win. I feel like it's an internal
is
battle.
Is it like a Thanksgiving argument? Do you guys like get into it?
Well,
or is it pretty?
The other thing. My family thinks it's completely appropriate to talk about politics all the time.
Oh, no.
And it's offensive. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. They yeah. think it's awesome. You can't hang out with them without them discussing politics.
Really?
It's downright rude.
Your immediate
and it's
family or your extended family?
My extended family.
Okay.
I mean, I'll talk with my immediate family,
right.
I guess.
Like your brother, mom, dad.
It doesn't get offensive. It's when my extended family discusses these things and they try and make you feel like an idiot.
Oh, God.
Which,
no, I hate that.
And then they start firing off statistics that are pure garbage from Facebook memes.
That's
my favorite.
I hate it.
Yeah,
oh,
so I'm actually skipping Thanksgiving this year. I will be in Chicago with my parents and my husband.
Nice. Perfect.
Yes. But we are going to wrap this part of the show up because, you know, we wanted to talk about stuff your mom should have told you. And one thing my mom never told me, I love you, Denise, but you never told me that voting was important. Never.
Really?
Was that important in your life when you were growing up?
Yes, but my mom was super private about it. I remember coming home. I think Bill Clinton was running, and I was like fourth grade, third
yeah.
grade, whenever that was. And I said to my mom, who are you voting for? Because everyone at school said, my mom's voting for so-and-so. And I remember she said to me, you don't ask someone who you vote for.
Right,
and she wouldn't tell me.
Rude.
Yeah.
She wouldn't tell me. And I was like, so I got to school and I was like, I don't know who my mom's voting for. She wouldn't tell me.
It's extremely rude.
And then
to ask
I thought that
for.
Ever since then. And now people talk about it all the time.
I know. You know, my husband had one of his coworkers ask him who I was voting for.
My husband had that too.
He answered him and I was pissed.
Oh, ooh.
I was mad. It's garbage.
That's not your business.
It's not. But when I was growing up, I don't even know if my mom voted. Did your family, Laura?
My dad did not. My mom voted more.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember my mother ever voting. I don't think she's registered to vote. I really don't.
We can look it up.
I really don't think she's registered to vote. She never made that as like a priority
right.
in our household. And I'm really proud of my friends that have kids. They took their kids to the polls yesterday.
Right. I saw a lot of parents doing that.
Yeah, so did I. When I was voting, I was like, this is so great.
She really didn't go to the polls, guys. She was playing a daycare.
I know. Yeah, Denise Gray did not have time for those polls when I was growing up.
Listen, I'm too busy listening to rap music
right.
with my 5-year-old. I don't have time for this nonsense.
Rachel, I don't want to talk politics. I just want to jam to Salt and Pepper.
I know. Seriously, that was my life growing up. What's something your parents never taught you or your mom never told you you should do or say
Let's
or whatever?
Laura.
My grocery shopping.
What?
Never taught me how to like meal plan. Like how Monday through Friday.
Totally.
How to eat and survive.
How to eat as an adult. I don't know how to do it.
Did
I don't know where to start. I had to Google it.
Did your mom ever make you macaroni and cheese with cut up hot dogs?
Oh, of course she did.
That was Wednesday.
Yeah,
that was,
every week.
That was Wednesday.
Normal.
Seriously, my parents never taught me how to do that either, and they wondered why I was the fat kid in school. It's like,
oh, yeah. We went out to eat all the time, and I still go out to eat all the time, and I have no idea how to cook. I'm terrible.
Really? I learned how to cook like as I got older. I used to be really bad at it. But still, like, when I was growing up, like, I didn't know how to create a meal plan.
Oh.
Like, my mom was straight up, put it in the microwave, throw some cheese on it.
I thought spaghetti was like, ooh, fancy.
I made spaghetti.
Is this for Toli, Mom?
I've got meat sauce in it for today.
We're browning hamburger.
Hamburger helper with a side of broccoli was our Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Was legit.
Hamburger helper stroganoff was the greatest.
Right? I still make that. It's so good.
I do
so
not.
Good. It's a tuna helper. Tuna helper.
Tuna helper is amazing.
Amazing. It's so amazing. You've never,
never
had tuna,
had tuna
it's
helper.
It's so good. Oh my God. My mouth is watering.
We wouldn't in college. We wouldn't tell our friends and we were making tuna helper.
They don't want to come
really?
Over and eat it.
Because you didn't want to share your tuna helper.
It's embarrassing.
No, see, I wasn't embarrassed. It tastes so good. I just didn't want you to eat it. Right. My tuna helper.
Can only imagine what Lori was doing before she was mowing tuna helper in college.
Ramen. Oh,
whatever
ramen with spaghetti
was
sauce.
Not legal. Tell you that. It had to do with a lot of passing. Oh my God. All right, Jack, give me one. What's something your mom should have taught
legit,
you?
My mom never showed me how to shave my legs. And to this day, I'm so terrible at it.
What?
Like, one day, I saw the razor in the bathroom and thought, I'm going to shave my legs. And I don't know why. I didn't know you were supposed to.
You just took it on your own hand?
And I just did it. And I had cuts all over my legs. And my mom said, you shave your legs? And I said, yep. And she goes, okay. And that was it. No one taught me. And I still can't shave my knee.
She was just letting you be the hairy girl in school?
I guess so.
Jackie Sasquatch Green.
Well, I was young when I did it. I was like in fifth grade. Like,
oh,
I just
really?
Did it, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I still, to this day, don't know how to shave my knee properly because I still have hair all over my knee.
Does anybody, though?
I don't know. I thought maybe they did, and they just were taught.
Yeah, that's not a skill. I mean, it's
really?
Well, it is a skill. It's hard to do.
Okay, I thought it was a skill I just didn't have.
I said it wrong. You know what I mean.
It's a skill, all right.
It is a skill.
But, yeah,
I
would have cuts
it.
All over my legs. I had no idea. One time I shaved with, like, the cover thing on because I didn't know the cover was
right?
off. I was like, this didn't work at all. Because
so
I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
I would cut my fingers on it because I didn't know, like, that blade. If I touch it, it's going to cut me.
Right.
Like, literally, that happened.
Did your parents teach you how to shave, Laura?
Well,
your parents, I mean, your brother
no.
was involved?
What?
What?
My brother shaved my arm hair one time.
What?
And
oh.
My mom was reading me a book, and she was like, what happened to your arms? And I was like, oh, James shaved them, you know.
What?
And, get out.
Yeah.
Norms.
Right. weird household. but yeah, and so she kind of was... I don't know, after that, she was like, okay, well, you know, I guess I'll show you how to properly use it. You know, like,
yeah, on your legs.
Yeah. Like, she's like, don't shave your arms. It'll grow back worse.
Yeah. I never shave my arms.
But isn't that just a rumor? It's not real.
No. Yeah, it is.
It grows back. No, it doesn't really.
You can't like shave. Like, I have a mustache. Us brunette girls get mustaches. Mm-hmm. Judge me all day. Don't care. But
yeah, right.
When you have dark hair, you have hair grow like Kim Kardashian Armenian. Like, so I get a mustache.
Okay.
And
you wax it.
You are. No.
Oh, what do you do?
No, I have like a trimmer that I use.
Oh.
I don't actually full-blown shave it because they say when you shave, it comes back coarser and darker.
Does it have something to do with the angle?
Something to do
the
with
angle.
That.
Science.
Science.
Yeah, the angle, the radius.
Exactly. I
the
think
circumference
I learned...
of the follicle.
Oh my God, Jackie's choking. When I learned to shave, I was about 8. I hit puberty like way faster than anybody.
Really?
Well, I got boobs when I was like, God, 8.
I got them when I was like 18.
You did?
So I wasn't far behind you. Well, I still don't really have them.
I came home from school and told my mom that people were making fun of my legs because they were so hairy.
Oh, no.
And my mom was like, really? And she was upset about it. So she took me in the bathroom and showed me how to shave my legs. And I wasn't allowed to go past the knee. I can only do to the knee.
Limitation.
Yeah. See, you know,
I shaved
steps.
All the way up. I would shave like up here, my bone.
On your hip bone? You have hairy hips?
No, I just didn't. I didn't even really have hair. I just thought it was cool. Shave my legs.
Other people do it.
I see it on a commercial and it was awesome. Now, you're all brunettes. Did you guys get really thick eyebrows?
I have to like pluck in the middle a little bit, but I have really thin eyebrows.
My mom is an eyebrow Nazi. Like, we literally called her the eyebrow Nazi. When I was in like either fifth or sixth grade, I was young. She took me to my aunt's salon and said, we're going to wax your eyebrows. And I didn't know what that meant.
Damn.
And I said, okay. So I laid down and it hurt. She did one of them and I went, no, no. I don't want to do it anymore. And I screamed and cried. I had like a full blown temper tantrum.
How
like
old?
A little baby. I was like in fifth or sixth grade.
Oh my
God. Dude, that's twisted.
I had a straight unibrow. Like straight unibrow. And you know what? When she got done, I looked in the mirror and said, I look good.
I look way better.
I look
Eyebrows are so important, ladies. Eyebrows are like the most important thing. Eyebrows and eyelashes.
Right. Right. I got dogged for my eyebrows the other day on Facebook.
I know. I don't know why.
Some Bia wrote on my Facebook, on Hot FM's Facebook, that girl looks like Ronald McDonald with those eyebrows. And I commented back, thank
you. Bitch, you jealous?
And then she wrote back, well, I'm sorry. You're in the public eye. You need to learn to do your makeup on point.
Listen, ho, I'm on the radio.
What?
I know.
Yeah. And for one thing, I don't think I took the selfie because I thought my makeup looked good. I wasn't taking it because I thought I looked like crap.
Do you have any pointers for me?
Ma'am, I actually stalked your Facebook, so I just want you to know if you're listening, you're so good at makeup.
Is she?
I want
you just kidding.
She's being total sarcastic.
She's a dog.
I'd love you to come in and teach me your ways.
And
FYI, people actually pay me to do their makeup. So I love that you're giving me advice.
Right. Just there you go.
Keeping it real.
All right, Laura, what's your crap mom should have told me? Your next one.
The other one would be finances. They kept that one really secret. And
oh,
turns
really?
Out, yeah, like turns
and Laura
out.
Gets hyped you stole about finances.
Mine. Oh, yeah, girl.
Turns out my parents actually did a lot to plan for their futures and never told us, you know? So
really?
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, you are all about planning for your future. That
all
is your jam.
It.
In fact, Laura, actually, because I'm such a loser, had to help me set up my 401k.
Love it.
Yeah. It's true. But thanks to Laura, I have one now and I'm putting into a 401k.
My husband does all that because I'm terrible.
Really?
Because my mom never taught me that either.
No, my mom didn't either. She never had to. My mom worked from home.
Right.
I mean,
same with mine.
From home. She was an at-home mom. I mean, her job was my brother.
Was taking care of you and your brother. Yeah.
My dad worked his ass off and my mom stayed home. So she, to be honest with you, I can't even blame her for not telling me about that.
Right.
She didn't know her ass from her elbow when it came to 401ks.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom did childcare at the house, like had a daycare run out of her house. So it was always chaos. We had so many kids run around. I was like in middle school.
Yeah.
I might have even been almost high school when she finally quit. It was sucky. Like little kids everywhere. And we never thought twice. All I knew was if I wanted like a new shirt to fit in at school, I said, Mom, I really need this shirt. And she'd go, all right, next month we'll get you one. And I get it. I never had any concept of, we got to save the money and then buy you the shirt.
Right, right. You know? Abercrombie's expensive.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, my God.
Mom, everyone at school is wearing Abercrombie. I need you to hook me up.
Oh, my God. I walked by an Abercrombie the other day and felt 90. There was music blaring out of it.
It smells so strong. It makes me sick.
Reeked of cologne. I was like.
Yes, that was my first job.
That was your first job?
My first job.
Were you a cashier girl?
I worked there for 2 years.
Did they make you bare midriff?
They made me stand outside the store bare midriff, barefoot, in their clothes, making straight faces.
My God, how old were you?
Like 17.
Your parents let you be a sex symbol at 17?
I don't think they knew. I think they just knew I worked at Abercrombie. And I didn't know either. Like, I didn't know. I just got this job, and half the time I was a cash register, half the time I was folding clothes, and half the time they made me put on this shirt and stand outside.
Oh,
but I got a bunch of free
God.
Clothes. Better than the boys had to go shirtless.
So what were you wearing?
I would wear just clothes, like their tank top and jean skirt and flip-flops.
Tiny shorts.
Yeah, whatever they had that season. But then, you know, they got sued eventually.
Good, because that's disgusting and degrading.
Right. Well, yeah, and they can't do it. That's why they don't do it anymore.
Good.
But the thing is, a lot of people don't realize that happened, and they still, you know, correlate them with that.
Yeah.
But they don't do it anymore.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they were called greeters.
Greeters.
We were greeters. I greeted people.
With your ass.
I remember one time some guy walked by. Some guy walked by and he had like all black on, like trying to be super goth. And I was just standing outside and I had this big grin on my face and I'm like, hi. And he said, you're a douchebag. And he kept walking. And I was like, that guy called me a douchebag.
I just got called a douchebag.
And then I was like, what's a douchebag?
Oh, God. Did your mom tell you what that was?
Nope. I had no idea.
You got called a douchebag.
And I didn't even know what one was.
I don't think I've ever been called a douchebag, at least not to my face.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Well, he might have been. It was me and a guy, so maybe he was talking to the guy, but he looked at me.
He's talking to us.
He's talking to us.
You guys are a package of
Listen, this is how cool Abercrombie was. Right. We had a party called Moosapalooza.
What?
Yeah, swear to God.
Oh, because all the stupid effing mooses
and it was
the sweaters.
Like all the chains from the Midwest, like Lansing, Detroit, all the Abercrombies would meet at one location and party. And I thought it was so cool that I'd go.
Did you get drunk?
No, not until I was in college, because I still worked there in college.
Oh, sweet Lord.
So this was a job that had longevity for you.
Yeah. Like two or three years. Minimum, I made $5.50 an hour, and I got a free head show outfit every 6 weeks.
Man, that dates us, doesn't it? I remember when minimum wage was $5.50 an hour. That's crazy.
My checks were $20.
Wow.
$20. And I would cash them immediately.
I bet you did. All right, my mom should have told me, was she never talked to me about sex. Did your parents talk? My mom didn't talk to me about sex until she found out I lost my virginity. I'm not kidding.
My mom
15.
Still doesn't know when I lost my virginity. We're never going to talk about it.
My parents, we have not discussed that. That's,
no?
No.
Well,
that's
I didn't discuss it by choice. You will love this story.
She walked in on you.
No, no.
Oh, thank God.
Kind of, but no.
My heart is racing.
So I was dating this guy in high school. I was madly in love, and I didn't care who knew it. We were like the couple that made out in the hallway.
Really?
Yeah. So it was so embarrassing. To this day, my husband gives me a hard time about that. And we had a half day of school. You know how you had the late start?
Oh, yeah.
So I went to his house in the morning. And I lost my virginity to this guy. And
On a late start day.
Okay. So for all of you who think they're developmental and it's going to help your kids do well in school,
right?
Just cool it. They're losing their V cards.
Yeah,
we were
bad, naughty things.
Right.
That's funny because while you guys did that, I was literally sleeping in and eating McDonald's McGriddles with my mom.
Well, afterwards, I freaked out because we didn't use a condom, and
that was smart.
It was more of a adjust the tip game, if you will.
Just the tip on a late start Tuesday.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
I see where this is going now.
And because of that, I had a panic attack. I mean, I was 15 years old. And
were 15?
Yeah, I was 15. My mom never talked to me about sex and guarding your carnival treasure.
Guard that treasure.
Guarding your carnival treasure.
So I get home and I'm freaking out. Oh my God, I'm going to get pregnant. Oh my God. But really, I didn't have full blown intercourse.
Right. You didn't know the difference at the time.
Right. So I went upstairs and got on our IBM giant large computer.
Google.
Right. Dialed up the AOL because it was circa 2002.
Oh.
And I get on the computer and I'm looking up pregnancy odds. How do I know if I'm pregnant? I'm freaking out. But the computer moved so slow. My mom came upstairs and opened the door. And when she opened the door, I was like, go away! Had my hands on the computer. Leave me alone, Mom! Go away, Mom! I'm looking at something, Mom!
I'm homework stuff.
I basically lost my damn mind. And then I just started crying. And she comes in and she shuts the door and sits on the bed and goes, what are you looking up?
Oh my God.
So I was okay, we had sex. I told her everything.
Dude, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
I told her everything. And she was really supportive. And to this day, I don't know that she told my dad. But after that, obviously, it wasn't pregnant, just so we're clear.
Right.
There was no pregnancy.
So you got yourself in trouble, by the way, right? You got yourself...
I actually don't remember fully getting in trouble. She talked to me about what took place, told me I was probably fine, and she was really supportive, I think, to this day. She never told my dad. And after I had sex with him, I was too terrified to do it again, and I didn't have sex again for years. Years and years.
Good.
Thanks, Jack.
You learned your lesson.
I did. So for you kids out there, keep your legs closed. Don't do it till you're sure.
Don't.
Right. Or at least until, you're ready.
Right.
15 was a little premature. A
little bit.
Right.
The closest sex talk we ever had in my house was, don't let boys take advantage of you.
And
you know how it came up? This is the weirdest thing. We were watching an episode of The Simpsons. And some guy was trying to hit on some girl in The Simpsons. And my mom paused it or turned the TV off and said, you know, if some guy does that to you, you have the right to say no and say, get off me. And I said, I know, Mom. God.
Jeez, Mom, I know.
Get away from me. No boys want me right now.
Did your parents ever have that talk?
Not the talk, no.
No?
I mean, my sister was 2 years older than me. So my mom would kind of use what she did, and just you give me the examples of what not to do. So
don't be like your sister.
Don't be like your sister.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the head cheerleader. Here's why.
Then she took one look at you and was like, I have no worries.
Yeah, and then she was like, okay, wait, she's playing basketball. Never mind.
She's my class clown.
Yeah, my mom never, ever discussed that with me. Ever. Until I lost my virginity. And then I think she felt bad. Would you put your kids on birth control? Like, let's say I'm your daughter and you find this out.
I don't know.
I would.
If they told me, yes, I'm going to keep doing it, then yeah. Because there's no, you can't stop them.
Right.
You're not going to be able to, if you say, I'm going to keep sleeping with him,
yeah,
just so you know, then yes, I'm going to put you on birth control. Because they're going to get around you.
Right.
There's no locking them up, putting them in prison.
Everybody thought there was a way, but everybody found a way to lie.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know?
I have a girl that I used to coach years ago, and she had very strict parents. And they were sweet, but they were strict.
Yeah.
And she was a sweet girl, but she wanted to be wild. Well, she hooked up with some kid on the team, came to me and said, I lost my virginity and I'm really scared I'm pregnant. And I said, why do you think you're pregnant? And she said, well, I don't know. I had sex. She literally had no idea how that works. And then asked me if I would go buy her a pregnancy test.
Did you do it?
Well, I did do it.
I would have done it
because I was so scared, because she was like, could not tell her mom and dad because she was that scared of them because they were so strict.
That's terrifying.
And it's like, you can't. It's one thing to be kind of strict, I guess, but she was so terrified that she was in hysterics.
Yeah.
She wasn't pregnant.
That's where I think mistakes are made. Your mom made it I won't say enjoyable experience for you.
Right.
But
when you're terrified, you need a soft place to land.
Yeah.
And, the lesson taught you what, like you said, I didn't do it again.
No, I didn't.
I'm too young for this. I can't handle this. This is too much, and I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
She's, according to her, didn't do it again.
Really?
I see her at practice talking to that boy, and I just stare at her. She'd walk up to me, and she'd go, he just said hi. And I'm like, Jackie, I ain't running to the store for you again, girl.
Jackie was like the mom in school.
I'm not playing this game.
I've heard so many stories of Jackie growing up now, and I realize, like, we have come to the conclusion, she and I, polar opposites growing up. I was the party, drunk idiot in high school. Just want to have fun. Woo, show my boobs.
I was a mixture of both.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think I've ever showed anyone my boobs.
What? Not till college. Are you talking high school?
Yeah, she's talking high school.
You guys, I was like a big C in high school, and I thought they were the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Do I regret it? Absolutely.
Oh, it took me a second to understand what a big C was.
Yeah, I was like, you have to.
I thought you were talking about C next Tuesday.
I am now a double D, so it's quite the change.
I gotcha.
I mean, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
What did I think about my decisions? I did learn. I absolutely learned. Does anybody have another thing mom should have told you?
I feel like everyone stole my, like, we all had the same things.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
When did your mom, okay, this one throws me for a loop, and I'm still kind of mad at my mom about this.
Ooh,
one.
I love this.
When did your mom tell you to go to the gyno?
It's different for me.
It is different so for I, you. I'm sorry, Jackie.
No.
Laura.
Well past it, I already should have been, like, 25. You know?
Oh, God. Well, that's still pretty young, I guess.
I mean, you're supposed to be going, though.
You're supposed to go at 18.
Yeah.
Really?
I did not go to the gynecologist until I was 26 years old.
Yeah, I was 26.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. Every person I've told that to is, like, disgusted.
Really? No, see, I have a lot of friends who didn't go until they were, like, in their 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
But I guess also I wasn't, like, whoring out for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different.
That was when you're 15. When you're right.
Yeah. One, when you time! Were 18. Yeah. One time! One time!
You closed your legs up by then.
But I wasn't. Like, even in college. I mean, I did stuff. Don't get me wrong. But boys like me. But I mean, I wasn't.
She was popular.
Yeah.
She was one of those girls. Those popular girls. She was head cheerleader.
Also, once again, I'd like to reiterate, not okay.
Not okay.
But, I mean, those were dumb decisions I made. But at the same time, like, I wasn't having sex with everybody. So maybe I just didn't think, like, the gynecologist was important. But, gosh, your vagina, so much stuff can go wrong.
It's so complicated down
there. No, like, how? I don't even think there's so much happening.
There's a lot going on down there.
Yeah, there is.
There's
so much going on. Your downstairs mix up. Seriously. Guys don't know how lucky they have it not having one.
No, but I feel like there's other things that happen to a penis that we don't need, that we don't know about.
You
probably.
Do?
I don't know. Don't
I feel they? Like it's just
what if
there.
You're uncircumcised? There's a lot going on there.
That's true. But I think that's, like, unhealthy.
No, I don't know if it's unhealthy as long as you clean it.
Oh my God.
I saw an episode of Shameless about it on Showtime.
You guys, I was driving downtown Grand Rapids the other day, and I saw a man with a sign. When I say the other day, I mean like 2 months ago.
Okay.
And he had a sign, and he was wearing white overalls with red paint on his crotch, and he was holding up a sign that said, circumcision is a choice.
Oh, my
God.
He had red paint on his crotch to be blood, and he was protesting circumcision.
What?
Big surprise, he was all alone.
Oh, he was all by himself. No one else agreed.
You're right.
Oh my God.
There is a big movement right now for that. For
what?
Some
there is?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, there's some website. Don't Google it at work. It,
you know, what? It's not
like,
safe for work.
Yeah, it's like uncut.com or something. Yeah,
really?
Like that is advocating for not circumcising.
You sometimes blow my mind with the things
with the
that
knowledge.
You know.
You have so much knowledge.
She no, like she just knows what's going on in the world 24/7 more than I do.
I don't know.
Like
anything.
That's uncut.com. I don't know why. I thought it was like to prevent infection.
No.
No. No, isn't it just for appearance?
Yeah,
it's a vain thing.
Religiously, and then just became a standard.
Yeah, it's not
really
something that needs to be done. No. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
But now it's such a standard that it's like you feel like you have to.
I feel like I have to.
Like if you had a boy,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know.
It is kind of a standard though. It's no different than society saying you have to shave your armpits.
Right.
It's a little different.
Wait,
you know what
do
I
you
mean,
shave
though?
Your armpits?
Yes, I shave my armpits.
Do you shave your armpits?
Yes.
I've never had to shave my armpits my whole life. I don't grow any armpits.
I know. Did Jackie, because she was born. Yeah, she doesn't get the
air. Sometimes, one time I was wearing a sweater, though, and I got a little black like fuzz in my armpits, and I thought,
yes!
I armpit.
Oh, yes!
No!
Yes, I got armpit hair!
It happened like a month ago. Like, this was really? I stared in the mirror, and I'm like, what?
Sweet! You don't grow pubic hair either?
No, none.
Oh, my God, I'm so jealous.
I look like a 12-year-old.
Oh, God, you do not.
Have you ever seen me naked?
No.
Okay, then let's not.
Twice.
Let's not tell me. Let's not tell me what I look
okay,
like.
Okay, all right. But still, for the rest of us to take care of business there, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that part's pretty cool.
I know. You've got a porn career ahead of you.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Listen, I actually, it was kind of a secret. I already am doing that.
No, is that right? I'm upset you didn't ask me to.
Just kidding.
Good for you.
Yay. Oh, my God.
Hope you're making a lot of money.
Equality.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Laura, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. And coming up in episode 8 next week with Jackie and I, we're going to be discussing the things that happened to you or the things that you did in life that you wish you could change.
Right. Because a lot of us do mistakes and we say, but it wouldn't change it. It shaped me. I got some things that I'm like, I would change that.
I think I do too.
That needs to be changed.
Absolutely. I think I went through some of them today.
I thought we already did that.
Yeah.
Laura, will you come back?
I will.
Okay.
Yay!
Good deal. So that's happening in episode 8. And if you want to give us any ideas for episodes, we're more than open.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm into it.
Yeah, hit us up at grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. Also, Gray and Green Show on Facebook, Twitter.
Gray Green Show.
And did we get everything? Oh, rate us on iTunes. We're almost to 50.
Oh, yeah. We're like 48, I think.
Yeah. So if we get some more ratings on iTunes, we're going to give away another prize.
And subscribe.
That's right. And anything else? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks for hanging out with us today. You can also email us if you have some crap your mom should have told you about.
Oh, we'd love to know what your mom did. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.